You know those signs for Don Bailey carpets? The ones with the chiseled guy in tiny yellow swim trunks stretched out on a burgundy shag rug?
I'm Don Bailey, the naked carpet man.
He's 76 now, a little heavier than he is in the signs, and still the front man for his carpet business.
I'm Mrs. Klein.
I've been selling her flooring for over 30 years.
He's been in the carpet business for more than half a century.
I got a job as a janitor at Harry Rich Carpets at 8300 Biscayne Boulevard, and I worked my way up over 14 years. And I borrowed $5,000 and started my own business, which was almost bankrupt, until Burt Reynolds posed nude in Cosmopolitan magazine.
Okay, let me explain. That 1972 Cosmo spread changed the way women looked at men. Putting a naked man in a mainstream women's magazine was unheard of. So when Burt Reynolds posed for the centerfold, it was a landmark in the sexual revolution. America saw a naked man in a women's magazine. Don Bailey saw an opportunity. He called his brother, a sign painter, with an idea.
He came over the next night, and I laid down on my carpet in my living room, and he snapped the picture.
The picture became Don Bailey's first sign. It turned his failing business around.
And whereas I was getting one customer every 2 days, 20 people, 20 women were walking in almost every day.
38 years later, he owns 5 stores. But before that picture...
I was born in Hog Mountain, Georgia. When I was 5 years old, my dad and my mother jumped in a one-seated car with a plank in the back where my brother and I crouched down. And there was no I-95 then. So it took forever to get here and no air conditioning. He said he got sand in his shoes. That was the big saying then. When you go to Miami or Miami Beach, you get sand in your shoes, you'll never be happy with where you came from. And he wasn't happy. And thank God he came down here.
Don went to Miami Edison Senior High. At one point, he even played football against another local kid, Burt Reynolds.
And he went by the name of Buddy Reynolds.
Don knows his advertising campaign would not have worked back home in Georgia. But it works here. It taps into our sense of kitsch. The playfulness and sensuality of this place. The sign also made Don a very rich man. But he hasn't forgotten what being a poor kid was like.
I try to take people from the inner city, people that are particularly poor, and I see the potential in them, and give them jobs.
He doesn't just give them jobs. He pays their way to college, helps them get apartments, buys them cars if they stay in school and off drugs. He's a good egg. But he knows what he'll really be remembered for is the sign.
I bought the buildings that the signs are on to make sure that the sign doesn't come down. People ask me, when are you going to update it? And I tell them, when the Coppertone girl updates her sign that's about 60 years old, I'll update mine.
Huh. I wonder what's up with the Coppertone girl.